From Hollywood, California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. Bill Smith, that's me, Harry Bonzel. Nancy Smith.
That's me, Brenda Marshall.
Our charming little daughter, Bump Smith.
That's me, Jan Ford.
And our British uncle, Sir Cecil Smythe.
That is I, Arthur Treacher.
The Smiths of Hollywood. Presented by...
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Smiths of Hollywood with Arthur Treacher, Brenda Marshall, Harry Von Zell, Carl Hoff's orchestra, and a distinguished supporting cast from screen and radio. And now, here's Bill Smith.
Hello. Hollywood is the home of many moving picture stars. It's also the home of Bill and Nancy Smith. You never heard of them? Well, get acquainted. You might say it all began 11 years ago.
And do you, William Makepeace Smith, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Would you repeat the question, please?
Say I do, dope.
Oh, I do, dope. And so we were married. Usually that's the end of the story. But with us, well, one thing just seemed to lead to another thing. Another Smith was added. Yes, sir, 9.5 pounds and all lungs. We named her Shirley, but she's 10 years old now and everyone calls her Bumps. She's a very usual child.
And what do you want to do when you grow up, little girl?
I want to marry Artie Shaw. Why should I be different?
Yes, that's us. The usual average family doing average things. At least we were until last week when that man sent that telegram.
William Makepeace Smith, attorney at law, Hollywood, California. Will arrive by train today. Signed, Uncle Cecil. Send collect.
Uncle Cecil. You know, I'd forgotten I had an Uncle Cecil. Sir Cecil Smythe. When he became Sir, he changed Smith to Smythe. Well, for reasons you'll learn later, we didn't get the telegram in time to meet him at the station.
Honey, no one to meet me? I say, Porter, give me a hand with these trunks, will you? Thank you. I hope he has change for a dime.
When Uncle Cecil blew in, unannounced, Nancy was in the kitchen. I was in the middle of taking a shower. In good voice that day, too, I was.
I said, little dicky bird, why do you sing? It will old, it will old.
Don't use all the hot water. Bumps hasn't had her shower.
I'll settle for a cold drizzle. I'm used to it.
I'll end that soap opera. Caruso, we're going to cut off the hot water.
I sing every day.
Well, we warned him. Okay, Bumps, run down the basement. Turn the valve on the hot water tank.
But remember, it was your idea.
And I love life, and I want to live. Because that's why I...
Hey, who cut the water off?
Your 8 minutes are up, dear. That's all the hot water you get.
It is. All the hot water, eh? All right, two can play your game. I'll go around in a lather. Mad Dog Smith, they'll call me. Yeah, Soapy Smith the Strangler.
William Smith, get back upstairs and put something on.
Well, I've got a towel on. Say, if Gypsy can get away with it, I can.
Bill, you're right in front of the window.
Huh?
Have you forgotten the neighbors?
Oh, yes, I had. Say, it's been a long time since we gave the neighbors anything to talk about. Friends and neighbors, step right up. I'm about to demonstrate the kiss to end all kisses. The smack to smash all smacky records. But observe for yourself. Lips, camera, action.
Oh. Bill, you idiot. Now, look, you've got me all over soap.
Uh-huh. Punishment, darling, for cutting off the hot water in the middle of my shower. Soapy kisses are fun, too. Probably hygienic, huh? Have to try that again. Here.
Oh, all right, you two. Break it up.
Now, my dear Bumps, it is a father's prerogative to kiss his daughter's mother. Now, how about you... I'll get it.
Not in that towel you won't. You stay out of sight in the kitchen while I see who it is.
Well, make it fast, Nancy. I want to go back upstairs.
Mom, wait the soap off.
I beg your pardon. Do the smiles. I say, madam, you're frothing at the mouth.
Oh, no, I was just in the middle of shaving.
Shaving? So late in the day? Fantastic place, Hollywood, but I say, do the Smythes live here?
The Smiths live here.
Oh, well, I'm looking for Smythe. William Makepeace Smythe.
You sure it isn't Smith?
Madam, are you trying to start an argument?
I say,
someone in the kitchen seems to be bidding for your attention.
Oh, well, that's just my husband boiling over. Now, what was it that you wanted?
Madam, I am Sir Cecil Smythe. Does that mean anything to you?
No. Does it to you?
Yes, quite a lot.
Sir Cecil? Oh, you must have sent the wire.
What wire?
Oh, I guess I forgot to give it to you.
Wait just a minute now. Let me see that telegram. Will arrive today by train. Bill, Uncle Cecil is coming.
Uncle Cecil is here.
Oh, you're Bill's English uncle.
If that is William flapping around like a pale carbon copy of Mahatma Gandhi, no.
Oh, Bill, don't just stand there gaping. Do something.
Yes, old boy, tuck in your molars.
Sir Measle, this is a rare honor.
Rare? It's rugged. Come on, Uncle Smitty. Let's give Daddy a chance to get out of that towel and go look at my lizard collection.
Lizard collection?
Miss Peabody, I won't be in my music lesson today. My Uncle Sir Cecil is visiting us. He's a real sir. He wears a moniker. What does he look like? Well, sort of a string bean in a tweed cocoon. Huh? Oh, no, he left all his wives in England.
No, I haven't seen him, but he's a knight or duke or something. Just came from England visiting Bill and Nancy. They say he's terribly rich. No, Nancy's hoarding him.
Lord or a duke, something very official anyway. I hear he's very thick with Wally and Edward.
He's staying with the Smiths, owns half of England, understand? Yes, Lord Cecil.
Mama, the Lord has come to live with the Smiths.
Oh.
Is Nancy there?
Yes. I'll put her right on. Just a minute, Miss Glamour. Nancy, it's Cynthia Glamour. Now, be nice to her. She might need an attorney someday.
But of course. I wonder what the old... Hello, Cynthia. How are you, dear?
Nancy, darling. I've been meaning to call you for weeks, but I've been so busy with the City Culture Club.
Oh, yes. I saw the write-up in the Hollywood Citizen.
Horrible picture of me, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Nancy, dear, I just ran across a book of yours I've been meaning to return for years. Are you going to be in this afternoon?
Well, as far as I know.
But I hope I won't be in the way. I heard you had a house guest.
Oh, yes. Bill's uncle from England is visiting us.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'll be over with your book. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That old battle axe.
What?
She's always gone out of her way to snub me. I wonder why all this sudden sweetness and light.
Well, now, Nancy, I don't know what she wants, but be nice to her. If I could land Miss Glamour's legal business, I could buy you that fur coat. Wonder why the old gal has suddenly discovered what nice people we are.
I think I know. Lady Cynthia Smythe.
Huh? Lady Cecil? Oh, darling, don't be ridiculous. She's going with that cowboy actor.
Oh, Luella Parsons said they broke up. His horse got jealous.
Well, I don't think there's anything to... Uncle Cease is a confirmed bachelor.
Oh, every man is, till some woman decides to marry him.
I take exception. In my own
in
case...
In your case, you didn't have a chance from the moment I pretended to sprain my ankle and made you carry me out of the Hollywood Bowl. Huh. Oh, darling, you're a victim of the oldest con game in the world.
Aha! Now we get the confession. I've been tricked, hoodwinked, framed. But you'll pay, mark you, you'll pay to the tune of one swat for every year of the most wonderful marriage a man was ever hoodwinked into. One swat for every year.
Bill, don't you dare now.
I'll teach you to go around marrying men.
Oh, please don't smack me. I'll never do it again, I promise you.
You will note my knee action, the grace of my forehand strength.
Oh, Bill, stop it.
One.
Oh,
two.
Oh, I'm going to turn black and blue.
Praise Allah for long marriages.
Hell, bump!
Darling, when better spankers are made...
I say, what goes on here?
Oh. Uncle Cecil.
Oh, Bill, I told you. Let me go.
The old girl been giving you a spot of trouble?
No. I didn't know you...
Now, don't stop on my account, old boy. What? You know the old adage, a woman, a dog, and a walnut tree... The more you beat them, the better they be. Carry on, old boy. Cheerio.
Well, you realize, Uncle Cecil, that Bill and I were only clowning. He's never really beaten me.
Oh, he hasn't, eh? How about that dreadful child?
Oh, Bumps is really a wonderful child when you get to know her. She'll grow on you.
Yes, like a fungus.
Well, she's a little advanced for her age.
Advanced? Surely there's something retarded about a child who can't count past four. One, two, three, four. One, two. Ah, that reminds me. I say I have two trunks at the depot, and this seems like a good time to toddle down and get them. I'll need the car, William.
The car?
Yes, thank you, William, yes. I'll be back for tiffin. Does that child practice every day? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Bumps, your hour is up. Besides, Miss Glamour's coming over pretty soon.
I suppose you want me to be nice to old Hatchet Puss.
That's no way to talk about your elders.
I was just quoting my elders. Well, I guess I'll go make myself beautiful.
Well, don't stay in the bathroom forever. Oh, that daughter of yours worries me at times.
My daughter? Don't pass the buck. I'll get it.
None of that barroom humor now.
Hello?
Bill, the most terrible thing has happened. You can't imagine. I must see you at once.
Oh, Miss Glamour, why, certainly.
Oh, I think I'm going to faint.
What?
I'll be right over.
Well?
Miss Glamour, very upset about something.
What?
She didn't say, but let's be prepared. Boiling water. Boiling water. Lots of it.
In all my born days have I been so insulted. It
no.
was ghastly.
Yes.
Not to mention the physical injuries.
Well, what?
I have a half-inch scratch on my knee.
But how?
And the public humiliation. Me once the toast of America.
What a memory.
Bumps! Now, you go to your room.
Oh, heck.
Well, go. Perhaps a spot of brandy, Miss Glamour, to soothe your nerves.
Well, do you think it might help?
I think so.
You know, I never touch the stuff. But perhaps just a dash.
Well, good, good. Here we are. Now, just say when, Miss Glamour.
When?
Yes, yes. Now, let's start at the beginning, shall we? Just tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I tell you, none of it was my fault.
Miss Glamour... Miss Lamour, just sip the brandy.
Sip it. Yes, of course. It was just too ghastly and such rudeness, really.
Well,
the crowd laughing.
Crowd?
I know I have a perfect suit. Injuries, libel, habeas corpus. I want you to handle the suit, Bill.
Well, I'll be very happy to, Miss Lamour, if you'll just give me the details.
Well, I assure you, none of it was my fault. Even the policeman said that I was...
Guess what I got?
Oh, quiet, dear. Miss Lamour and your father are talking.
Oh, she isn't bothering us. She's a perfect little lady. Come over here, little Shirley, and let me look at you. What do you have in the box, dear? Dolls?
Oh, no. This is my collection.
Oh.
Postage stamps?
No. Lizards.
Oh.
Want to see them?
Oh!
Close that lid.
Oh, get those lizards away. Ah!
She's fainted. Bill, help me get her upstairs.
Yeah. No. Lizards. All the things in the world to collect, she has to pick lizards.
Are they all rounded up?
Yes. How is the old... Miss Lamour?
Oh, she's resting. I'm going to fix her some tea.
You see, I had her legal business practically in the bag. If you don't get that fur coat, it's your child's fault.
My child? Now who's passing the buck?
Oh, there you are. I say, has the piano lesson stopped?
We have a guest upstairs resting.
Really?
You don't say. Stand a bit of a rest myself.
Uncle Cecil, did you bring the trunks?
No, no. As a matter of fact, I didn't get to the depot, old boy. I had a spot of trouble.
Trouble? What happened?
Well, some old biddy ran into me. made a bit of a mess of your car, I'm afraid. It's on Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, that's all I need.
Why, I wouldn't fret. I'm going to sue, you know. Matter of fact, I want you to handle the case for me.
Oh.
Should be able to nip the old creature for a sizable sum. Entirely her fault.
Well, who was she?
Well, I really couldn't say. I got her license number, though.
That's good.
She was driving down the wrong side of the street.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. There I was, mind you. There I was. As far over on the left-hand side as I could get.
The left side?
Practically on the curb.
Oh.
She ran head into me. Wouldn't be surprised by what the old girl had been nipping.
Oh.
Oh, look, nothing to worry about, old boy.
No.
The crowd was all on my side, gave her a bit of a dressing down.
Nancy, never mind bringing the tea up here. I'm feeling much better.
I say, who was that? That's a familiar voice.
The accident and all, I'm just a little bit shaky in the knees, but I'll
upon
be all right.
Upon my word, it's Gravel Gertie.
Oh, you!
Something's ringing. Oh, the phone. I'll get it. Hello?
This is the Cooper Radio Survey. Is your radio playing?
Why, sure. The radio is always on around here.
Who sponsors the program to which you are listening?
Oh, well, by a strange coincidence, I have a direct wire right to the sponsor. Hang on and you'll hear for yourself. Hello?
Yes?
Well, that tells you who sponsors the Smiths of Hollywood. Anything else I can do for you?
Not over the phone. Thank you very much.
Oh, excuse the interruption, Miss Glamour. Radio survey. Now, this party who bumped into your car...
No party, I assure you. And it was she who bumped into my car, or yours, William. Why, the old biddy was...
Biddy! Why, you hag, you bounder, you fugitive from reverse lend-lease!
Easy, old girl, and then... I have no desire for further words with you, ma'am. If you have anything to say, say it to my nephew, William.
Nephew?
Yes, he's handling my legal affairs. We're suing, of course.
You're suing? Why, I'll show you.
I thought I ought to tell you. I just caught him. They're only 20. What if we're limited to... Oh, there, Miss Glamour. It's under your chair.
Oh, this is the end.
No.
Get me out of here.
Easy, Miss Glamour.
Get out of my way, Bill Smith. To think I almost made you my legal advisor.
Well,
you'll hear from me. Insults, car wrecks, lizards.
Well,
I'll sue. I'll hire a dozen attorneys.
No,
I'm going right down to Henshaw.
Now, Miss Glamour, you left out a Henshaw.
And Henshaw. Goodbye.
Noisy old dame, isn't she? Amazing.
Well, the more I think of it, the madder I get. Driving down the left side of the street.
What side of the street is one supposed to drive on?
The right, you fathead.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, old boy.
Well,
someone should have told me that you drive on the right side of the street over here in the colonies. I say, aren't we fortunate that you're a barrister, William?
Uncle Cecil, did anybody tell you that my car insurance expired yesterday? You'll probably have to auction off a castle.
My boy, what should I be doing with a castle?
Well, all knights have castles.
Oh, that's a Hollywood legend, old chap. I did, as a matter of fact, have a small country place once, but it went to the Crown for taxes.
Uncle Cecil, are you trying in your roundabout way to tell me that you're broke?
Flat as a wafer. Ah, the phone, yes. Now, if anyone wants me...
They can have you.
Yes, thanks very much.
Hello. Hard Luck Smith speaking.
Smith, I'm representing Miss Glamour. This is Henshaw, the law firm of Henshaw.
Oh, Henshaw.
Ooh, Henshaw. I think I'll take a walk.
Now, wait a minute, you old faker.
What's that, Smith?
Oh, no. Not you, Henshaw. Cecil, come back here.
I see that delightful child of yours outside. And as you yourself said, William, I must get to know her better.
But
carry on. I say, Bumps, let's sit down. I'm tired of walking.
You don't want to go back to the house, do you?
Well, not till your father's a little calmer.
He won't get calmer. Uncle Cease, do you know why we walked up this street? Because Miss Glamour lives right here on the corner.
There? How jolly. Let's be on our way.
I think you ought to see her and talk her out of suing Pop.
I'd sooner argue with a Bengal tiger for the last bone in India.
You simply gotta talk to Miss Glamour or we'll all be in the poorhouse.
Now, let's not be hasty. Now, you see, I don't share your confidence about being able to reason with the old biddy.
Reason? You're a dope. Never reason with a woman. Charm him. Melt her down.
That relic from the Ice Age? Why, she could pass unscathed through a blast furnace.
Once you get a foot in the door, you'll be set. What you got to lose?
Only my foot, I guess. Well, perhaps I should try. Well, go ahead. Ring the bell.
Roger.
Roger, who's he?
Come on. Give her everything. You know. Look down your moniker. Click your heels. Kiss her on the hand. Here, I'll ring the bell. I hear her coming. Carry on, old boy.
Never, never will I drive on the left again. Never, never will I drive on the left again. Never, never will I drive on the left again. Never,
oh,
never.
Oh, you!
Never, never. Ah, my dear Miss Glamour.
Don't dear Miss Glamour me. What do you want?
A word with you, madam.
Kiss her hand.
I'd sooner stroke a lion.
If you have anything to say, you can speak to my attorneys, Henshaw, Henshaw, and Henshaw.
Dear Miss Glamour, must we mix business with pleasure? My, what a charming house. Build it yourself?
Yes.
Must have been hot work, hmm?
Oh, I've taken...
taken enough insults from you. Will you please get out?
Madam, in the presence of beauty and intelligence, I'm always at a loss for words.
If you think I can be taken in by flattery, you're wrong. You impudent old owl-faced tortoise!
Couldn't let her get away with that, Uncle Smitty?
She's a bit fresh, isn't she? Yes, but this was all your idea, child.
Don't give up. As Pop says, when you want to beat some sense into a woman's head, well, you know where to start.
Yes, but it did work with your mother, didn't it? My dear Miss Glamour, if you would lay yourself across my knee, as they do in the cinema,
what?
It would spare us a struggle. However, if you won't...
Oh, you're mad. Get away from me, Uncle Smitty. Oh.
Roger, oh. Who's he? Yes.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh,
one. Bunch, you keep the score.
I don't.
That's six and six.
There we go, dear. Now we're going to get it. And it was the funniest thing you ever saw, Pop. Uncle Smitty would smack her, and then she began those funny noises. I didn't know whether she was crying or laughing.
And then?
And then I decided it was time for me to go home.
Shh, wait, here comes Uncle Cecil now.
Uncle Jimmy has got the beautiful ruby-tinted nose. Oh, I say, hello, I say. I hope you didn't wait dinner for me. I dined with Miss Glamour.
So we gathered, bumped toes.
Yes, a fine woman, Miss Glamour. I say, William, I think you can forget the lawsuit.
What?
Well, I haven't a legal mind, but I have heard that a wife can't testify against her husband.
Oh, Uncle Cecil, you didn't.
Well, I haven't committed myself to matrimony yet, old girl. Never fear, but a few things I want to consult you on, William.
Well, Uncle Cecil, you have but to speak.
Well, perhaps you can tell me the workings of the community property laws here in California.
Oh, yes. Well, it's a sort of a 50-50 affair.
50-50, eh? Well, that might work out. 50 cents for her and $50 for me. I'll have to think it over.
Now, a word from our sponsor.
As you can see, Uncle Cecil is going to have a lot of fun in America. But are we? I don't know. I'll have to report on that next week. Don't forget, same time, same station. It's a date at our house. See you then.
Mark it on your calendar, The Smiths of Hollywood, next week, same time. The Smiths is written by Dick Nosserman and produced by Andrew Hickok. The director is Vic Knight. In tonight's cast, besides Arthur Treacher, Brenda Marshall and Harry Von Zell, were Sarah Berner, Jan Ford, Ruth Parrott, Bill Roy, and Joe Forte. Goodbye for now.